get to the Friday form.
This is Friday form for Kia EV6 GT. Australian-tuned ride and handle. 430 kilowatts of power through dual electric motors. Kia EV6 GT, the most powerful Kia ever crafted.
Yeah, my word, it's a ripper, the Kia GT. 10 past 7, Mark Hunter is with us, as you just heard. Great to have you with us. Tipping some winners, Mark, at the moment. How's your form?
Morning, half. I'm punting badly. as I get reminded, I'd rather be lucky than clever. So hopefully that turns around pretty quickly.
Righto. Okay. Well, hopefully today's the day we can turn that around for you. You landed a couple of quaddies and some big roughies earlier in the summer, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going all right, and I hit the skids about three, just from tipping a few winners, but I just completely going the wrong way on the punt. So. Well, keep trying.
There's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow is what we say, Mark. Give you a chance. Jamie Rogers with us from the Tab on a Friday morning as well. Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great to be back in here. And half having you back in the studio, it's awesome.
We're back in business.
We're back
rolling. Now, Mark, I'm not sure if you're aware of the situation, but Jamie tipped 6 from 8 the other day. What day was that? Was it at the Bull on Wednesday?
Bull. That was at the Bull.
6 from 8, Mark.
Yes, and I heard her say in the back room that her favourite tracks are Warrnambool and Mowi, so she's even moving in on my turf. at Mowi is one of my favourite tracks, so I'm in real strife.
Poor Mark, he always gets the lowdown on all of my week's betting because we walk together from the car park. And so poor Mark then listens to me saying what I've liked, what I didn't like, how I went. And he's always so nice and always just sits there like, okay.
Sitting there as you're gloating about your excellence.
Yeah, as I'm losing my money.
Now, we'll get to the tomorrow's racing at Sandown very shortly. Just someone asked off the SMS the situation at Moonee Valley tonight from the track perspective. There was an inspection at 6:10 this morning. I can tell you that we are expecting a soft five at the moment. The rail, find the rail information.
3 metres.
Out 3 metres the entire circuit, you're right. Soft 5 at the moment at the Valley. So that's what's happening tonight. Out 3, soft 5 for Moonee Valley tonight. We don't have too much information about Sandown at the moment, do we?
Sandown, we've still got a good 4. Hasn't been, there's no update as of right now. We saw Pakenham last night get to a soft 7 with plenty of rain. So you would imagine Sandown has been affected, but we haven't had an update yet.
All right. Well, we'll go with the information we've got at the moment, getting ready for a 9-race card tomorrow at Sandown. We're on the Hillside track team for the Friday form. For first-time listeners, what we do is we go through the quaddy legs, give you a chance to sharpen your pencils and take out some numbers and just give you the most important ones as told to us by Mark. Jamie will give us the updates. We'll get the Rama Ruffy as well, a bit of value floating around, hopefully in the card, and the formula bet, which you can register for at the website rsn.net.au. We will invest on your behalf. It's one of the great systems in the history of the world. So let's start, team, with race number 6, the first leg of the quaddy. Tomorrow it's over the 1,300 metres. So it's a benchmark 84 affair, 12 going around to this point, unless there's been some scratchings, Mark. Race number 6, as I mentioned, the favourite is Daytona Bay. Peter Moody, Jamie Carr in the saddle. And around about $2.80 tomorrow at tab.com.au. First up, what can you tell us?
Well, there's only two hopes for mine half, and they're dominating the market, 11 and 3. And we are pretty much, well, track dependent with my top pick here, number 11, Fujita San, who competed against the best 3-year-olds last year, competed really well. The trouble it gets is when it hits wet tracks. So, you know, we're in the lap of the gods with what the track is. It's trialled terrific. I think if we get a dry track first up, that Fujita San can win. If we get a wet, they may or may not run it. I'm not sure. I think the danger, and I think the only danger, is number 3, Daytona Bay, who's no worries with whatever the track conditions are. Daytona Bay had a terrific campaign there last time in, stringing a couple together. It resumes. Recent trial was all right without raving. Draws for a great run behind the for Jamie Carr from gate 2. Do no work for first up at 1,300. It's got a terrific turn of foot. And I think they're the only two hopes. I just can't see anything else in the race. You know, he's exceptional as your leader. William Thomas is always running on, but I can't see where another danger comes from. So I like 11 Fujita San, but it is a much better dry tracker to beat 3 Daytona Bay. It's the danger, and doesn't really matter what the conditions are.
All right, 11 from 3, pretty straightforward early doors, Jamie. The market is seemingly going only a couple of ways here. What can you tell us?
Yeah, that's definitely right. So there's only 4 runners in that single-figure price, and if the money's anything to go by, it is Daytona Bay that's holding 4 times more than anything else at that $2.60 price. And then Fajita San at $3.80 is also seen a little bit of support, but outside those two, we've taken not much on anything else.
Right, so pretty straightforward to start the quaddy tomorrow at Sandown, says the team on the Friday form, which means the the owl doesn't have too much work to do as he recaps the numbers for the punters out there.
Yeah, just the two numbers in the first, 3 and 11.
We go as tipped by our expert, please. If you're going to get involved in this conversation, Al, you've got to do it correctly.
11 and 3 in the first league. We are trying to get a hold of Greg Groves, by the way, the track manager at Sandown. So, Greg, if you are listening, please answer your phone. We'd just like to get a bit of an update so Mark can adjust his form accordingly.
Numbers again?
11 and 3.
Thank you very much. 11 and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie. Easy done. Easy start, says Mark. Let's get to the second leg. I'll see how difficult this is. Again, over the 1,300 metres. It's the Group 3 affair tomorrow for the mares, 4-year-old Nut Mares. And we've got 14 going around, Mark. Number 11 snapped for Anthony and Sam Friedman is favourite at this stage. A fairly open market. Mark Zara in the saddle out of barrier 6 is snapped in your numbers?
It is. It's there. It's not in my... I think the top two at numbers 10 and 2 I'm going with here. I tossed up which one to put on top. I'll go with number 10, Road to Arataki, who was a brilliant ride last time to suit the day. He was sent forward to lead, dictated. It was a day it was hard to make ground, and just booted clear and won well. I don't think they can employ the same tactics here. It draws wide. There's probably a bit more pressure at 1,300 metres, so it's the one to beat, Road to Arataki. It's got a great turn of foot if it doesn't do too much work early. I think the big danger here is number 2, Vespertine. Vespertine ran first up down the straight, was just completely outspared, but on the line was flying. So Sandown Hillside, good run on track. I think Vespertine will get back and charge down the middle. I'm throwing in number 7, Ballet Rich, who won well last time. There's no doubt this is a harder race, but got a winning chance. And 11 snapped. Good win first up in a weak race at Sandown over the 1,000. Went up to Sydney. Just nothing went right. Ran third, but should have won the race. Jumps to 1,300 metres, which is some query. Gets a beautiful run just behind the speed. Has had one go on soft ground and was pretty average. So snapped. Doesn't want Greg to ring up and say it's a soft 7. if we get a dry sort of track, snapped is in the mix. But it's a different equation here for snapped at the 1,300 metres. I do think it's got a couple of things against it. My main two... 10 Road to Arataki and 2 Vespertine, and I'm throwing in 7 and 11.
No, 2, 10, 10, 2, 7, 11. Now, Jamie, I've noticed something here. I've had a bit of a squeeze at your tips in the paper today at for tab.com.au, and I see that you've got...
My on top?
Forbidden City as your on top selection, number 8, and I don't see that in Mark's numbers.
No, you would have looked at my face then going... It's been left out.
What does that mean, Jamie? What's the market telling you about that stuff?
Well, you know, it's a double-figure price. And I just thought with Forbidden City, she hasn't missed the placings this preparation and she likes racing at Sandown with 2 wins and a 3rd from 3 attempts. And at that price, with an open race, because at the time when I do my tips and look at the form, it was equal favourites at $4.40.
Right.
I thought, this is open, so I'm going to go a little bit wider and find a horse at a little bit better value. And for me, it was Forbidden City. And I just think Peter Moody's stable is absolutely flying. Now, today is a slightly different story in terms of where the support's coming through. So we now have a favourite, and that is Snapped. It's still fairly open. It's $4.20 the field, and that is with Snapped, and Rose Quartz is now at $4.40. In terms of the money, so it is now equally split between Snapped at that $4.20 price and Road to Arataki, now at $5.50. And then next best in terms of money is Rose Quartz and then Ballet Riche at that $6.50 price. So Forbidden City's taken a little bit, but more so at the place price of that $3.70.
It says to me there's a fair bit of value to be had in race number 7 if we've got lots of numbers involved. So, Al, I need you to recap the numbers, please.
Yes, the numbers in order, Daniel. 10, 2, 7 and 11. Very important you get them in order. 10, 2, 7, 11.
There's a bit of attitude coming from you on the back of that.
Now, importantly, I have a track update from Greg Rowe. So thank you to Greg for sending that information through. Currently a soft 5. They got 12 mil of rain yesterday afternoon. The track's on the improve. So that is good news.
Right, so soft 5 at this stage.
There's a bit of rain predicted today, though, isn't there?
Is there? Hope not. I'm playing golf.
Is. No, there is a bit of rain. Johnny will confirm that during the 7:30 news update.
Righto. Those numbers again?
10, 2, 7 and 11.
10, 2, 7, 11 for the second leg of the quaddie. 19 past 7, we'll get to a break. We'll come back with legs 3, 4, Rama Ruffy, Formula Bet after this. It's Friday form time with Mark Hunter and Jamie Rogers on Breakfast. 23 past 7, Friday morning. Beautiful Friday morning on RSN, and we're in the middle of the Friday form. Tomorrow's racing at Sandown on the Hillside track. Mark Hunter and Jamie Rogers with us to go through the numbers you need in preparation for tomorrow's meeting. We're 2 legs into the quaddie at the moment. Got 2 to go. The Remo Ruffy's not too far away, and the Formula Bet as well. Register at the website to be a part of that. Have your name called out on a Friday morning and we'll invest on your behalf. Some cricket news coming through. South Australia is making a play to pinch the Sydney test, according to Dan Bredig in The Age. Don't they have their own test?
They can't do that.
Do they want the New Year's one? Is that what they want? We'll find out. We'll find out a bit more about that. Dan Bredig's writing about that in The Age at the moment. The boys out the back. The apprentice Mick, he's all over this. And the former Socceroo Craig Moore is across that news. So we'll get more from them shortly on that play. There's been some controversy through the break. Now, I've never been a part of something like this, Jamie. This is rare, rare. Dean from Cranbourne's texted in. And he's demanded that Mark reevaluate his numbers. You've read the SMS from Dean in Cranbourne, now, Mark. What does he say, this man?
Well, so, you know, when you play footy, you run into the old under 13 coach who says you're just not quite doing things right. Well, Dean from Cranbourne has messaged in and said, "How could you leave X leader out? It's trialling like a winner. It was my Rama Ruffy and got the job done for everybody listening at Flemington, and you've left it out." So, guess going back to Alter 07, we're going 10 from 2 and 7, 11, 1.
We're throwing in Exceleta from Dean from Cranbourne. So we've got five numbers in Race 7, the second leg of the quaddie. We've never altered the numbers once they've been read out, Mark. This is history in the making on a Friday morning. So Exceleta's going in. So Al, make a note of that. And when we recap them very shortly, thank you for that. Thank you, Dean from Cranbourne, for your contribution to the program, as always. Let's continue on, team, with race 8, the third leg of the quaddie. It's over 1,800 metres, a benchmark 100 affair. We've got 11 going around, and there's a pretty firm favourite here for the Mar Eustace camp, Johnny Allen, the saddle, Mark. It is Detonator Jack, number 5, whose records speak for itself.
Yeah, I could just about take him one out here, Detonator Jack. He let the punters down last time. He loomed up and then just didn't get past the winner. But I think this overnight rain's perfect for him. Just take the fire out of the track here at Sandown. He'll most likely settle last. It doesn't look like there's great tempo in the race. He'll be giving them a start again. But the long run home, it's a beautiful track to run on. I just think with the edge off the track, the drop in weight, that Detonator Jack will win. He's probably my best for the day. So we could take him one out for a little bit of insurance. We're going skinny these first three legs. I'm throwing in number 9, Bel Toro, who was good two starts ago, went to Flemington and just bolted away with the win. Looks like it's in career best form. I can't see the step up in distance being an issue, so I think it's the main danger. And number 6, Right You Are, who was flying, was in a race I thought it would win last time, was a scratching with a slight issue. Gets a beautiful run here. It's in great form. It's going to settle a few lengths in front of Detonator Jack and probably hit the front. Whether it can hold Detonator Jack off or not, I'm not sure. Throwing it in just as a bit of insurance. So I think 5 will win, but including 9 and 6.
All right, 5, 9 and 6 at this stage. Jamie, what's the market saying for race number 8, please?
So Detonator Jack is the favourite way at $2.30, and the support is now coming through for him. It was slow when we first went up on this. It was all coming through for Wright and Rose at $3.70. So at this stage, it's running pretty evenly between those top two and the market. And then about double less coming to the next lot, which is Right You Are and Bel Toro. And Right You Are's at $5, Bel Toro's at $6.50. And half, you've probably noticed in my numbers that yet again, my on-top selection has been left out of Mark's numbers.
But the other three are there.
I'm flying.
The other three are there, but that's all right. You've chucked in Wright and Rose.
I went Wright and Rose on top.
And what's Wright and Rose pay?
$3.70. Okay. I've gone that direction just because he was a really well-backed favourite last start when he did win, with Jamie Carr on board now, another Peter Moody runner, and it just looked really well-weighted. And I was one of those punters that was burnt by Detonator Jack last start.
Well, don't cop that. Take him on. I'm okay with that. Well, yep. Done. Al, please recap the numbers for race number 8.
5, 9 and 6. Just the 3, 5, 9, 6, third leg.
Good summation. Thank you very much for your involvement. Race number 9 is over 1,700 metres, a benchmark 78 affair. We've got 15 going around at this point. And number 9, So You See, for Mike Moroney, Jamie Mott in the saddle's favourite. Again, a fairly open market, $4.20 at tab.com.au. Can Mike get it done?
He can. This is one. Look, I'll just read out 8 numbers here. I think this is in no particular order.
Good luck, Al.
This is a wide, wide open race. I'll start with the top, number 1, Glory Days, who ran first up and was a terrific run from the back. Wanting to lay in but getting home strongly. I think it's got a winning hope up in trip. 2, St. Lawrence. It's been dictating slow races and winning. It's got a chance, but it's got 60 kilos and a wider gate and a different race shape here, which just makes it a bit harder. 4, Hasseltoff. Got home pretty well at Flemington. Gets the Sandown. Has raced well here. Most importantly, gets Craig Williams on board, so it goes in. I think 6, River Plate, is in the mix. D. Oliver just completely outrode everybody last time. A bit more pressure up the front, but got a chance. 9, So You See, can win, won a weaker race last time. I think he's short enough odds, but certainly goes in. And a few little value chances down the bottom here. Number 12, Quo Hoy, who big track suits it. Won well enough at the Valley, has got a hope. I think 13, San Fabrizio's definitely got a chance getting onto a bigger track. And great little value chance down the bottom here. Number 15, 3 and 4 pence, who's had two runs back from a spell, had absolutely no luck. Down on 54.5 with Jamie Carr and suited by the big run home. So a wide open race. We've gone fairly skinny the first three legs, coming home wide in the last.
All right. The punters seeing the same thing. A pretty wide open race, Jamie?
It is. So it is now. We've got equal favourites between St Lawrence and So You See, both now at $4.40. But the support is actually coming through for 3 and 4 pence, which is at $13. Glory Days at 6. So between those two, they're holding more than double anything else at this stage. Then the next batch of support is coming through for Hasseltoff at $21 and then St Lawrence at $4.40. And then it's sort of scattered around all over the place, but they're the four best backed at this stage.
All right, so a bit of a wide finish to the quaddie, and for the first time, you're allowed to say them as they were read in no particular order, as Mark said. Al, can you please recap the numbers?
8 in the final leg in no particular order. 1, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, 13, and 15.
All right, so that is the assessment of race number 9, which means the quaddie legs are done. Can you recap them, please, quickly for our punters that might have missed one or two along the way?
First leg, 11 and 3. Second leg, 10, 2, 7, 11, and don't forget the 1. 5, 9, and 6, third leg, coming home 1, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, 13, 15. $240 for 100%. You can take a flexi and bet within your means.
Thanks very much. You're taking your job, Jamie.
Yes, you've done it very well.
Nice assessment there from the Owlers, getting really involved in this. All right, let's get to the formula bet. Find out who's playing this week, who's in the chance to win cash on behalf of us. Register at the website rsn.net.au. We'll have a win bet, $40 win on one horse, $40 on another horse, $40 a double, and it's free. We do it for you. Mark, who are you playing for this week? What are your numbers, please?
I hope we pronounce this right, Half. We are playing for Thierry Tacheny from Hughesdale, and for Thierry we're having $40 the win, race 2, number 2 VC, and $40 the win, race 7, number 5 Detonator Jack, race 8, number 5, sorry, Detonator Jack, and $40 on the all-up, race 2, number 2 VC into race 8, number 5 Detonator Jack.
2-2 into 8-5 for Thierry. What's that come to, please, Jamie?
$5.98
pre-multiplier. Mm-hmm. That's you get $6 for that. 1.02, you get $6 for that on the multiplier. Don't you worry about that. $5.98 for race 2, number 2, into race 8, number 5 for Thierry. Register at the website rsn.net.au. Let's get the Rammer Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for Kia EV6 GT. Australian-tuned ride and handling. 430 kilowatts of power through dual electric motors. The most powerful Kia ever crafted.
Doesn't sound like a very sexy vehicle, then. I might need one of those. I'll see what I can do about that. Mark, where have you found some value tomorrow at Sandown?
Last race, last horse. Race 9, number 15, 3 and 4 pence. Has had the two runs back from a spell. A couple of sevenths. They've been absolutely luckless in probably the hardest race of the day. I think it looks ready to fire. Jamie Carr down on 54.5. Big long run home at Sandown. I'm sure you'll see 3 and 4 pence hit the line hard.
Righto, 3 and 4 pence, number 15 in race 9, the Rammer Ruffy. What say you at the tab, Jamie, please?
$13.
$13, which gives us a bit. What's the place money there? Sort of $4, $370, $350-ish?
Yeah.
Have to be close.
I just clicked out of it. Give me 1 second.
$13, you would think.
$370.
So 13 and 370 for race 9, number 15. There's some real good value there. You have to wait till the end of the day, but we can get it done. We can get it done. Mark, before I let you go, any pre-season punch-ons you're a part of?
Yeah, I played with Rick Kennedy, so of course there was. first Brian Cordy. When I first came in, Brian Cordy, I was trying to take his spot and playing a little bit of a touch football game. I just weaved out of the way of a flying elbow that just missed me. So he's a great man, Toby, but he was obviously a bit grumpy that his spot was in danger then. And Rick Kennedy, he's probably as bad as I've seen. That drill where you start on the boundary and the coach throws it to one-on-one, just up in the air, is quite a simple drill.
Yep.
Rick was against Gary Irvine, who was looking to take his spot, and as the ball left the coach's hands, Rick just went whack with the elbow and knocked Gary straight to the head, and Gary's on the ground. Rick just marks the ball, trots back to the back of the line like nothing ever happened. So he was a beauty, Rick. I wouldn't get in his way.
No, it sounds like a fair decision, that one. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Huff.
We'll hear more from Mark Hunter across the weekend, RSN 927. Jamie, what's your best for the weekend, please?
My best tomorrow is actually coming out of race 4, number 1, Benedetta. She ran third on debut, and then she won her past two, which includes since the last start where she was just absolutely sensational. So currently around that $2.40 price.
All right, so $2.40 for race 4, number 1 for Jamie, the best bet for the weekend. Thank you, team. Been good fun. We'll do it again next week.